Israel once again is laying siege to Yasser Arafat's compound in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Today, at least two buildings next to the Palestinian leader's office were destroyed, hours after Israeli tanks took up positions inside the compound. This latest Israeli incursion into the West Bank follows two suicide bombings within Israel in the past 2 days that killed seven people and wounded scores of others. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinian officials said huge explosions destroyed two buildings inside Arafat's compound, an intelligence building that had been damaged in an earlier Israeli attack, and a building under construction for the National Security Forces. The officials also said Israeli snipers killed a Palestinian police officer in the compound. Palestinian Cabinet Secretary Assad Abdurrahman says Israel is trying to destroy Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority.
They destroyed the buildings of the security of the police and the fabricated houses, the employees who are working at the headquarters. In fact, they want to destroy this authority. They want to stop the peace process. And instead of cooperating with Arafat and with us to stop this kind of suicide bombing, they are destroying the Palestinian peace camp.
The Israeli cabinet held an emergency meeting last night to discuss Israel's response to two Palestinian suicide bombings in 24 hours that killed six Israelis and injured dozens of others. Israeli government spokesman Aryeh Mekel says the Israeli move into Arafat's compound is an attempt to pressure Arafat to crack down on Palestinian militants.
We want him to feel that he's responsible and that he needs to do something about it. We also want the rest of his people, the rest of the Palestinians, to understand that we hold them responsible. And there cannot be a situation that Israelis will be killed at will, and the so-called Palestinian leadership will just sit there and continue with their life.
Mekel said Israel is also demanding that about 20 armed Palestinians inside the compound surrender. Topping Israel's list are the West Bank intelligence chief and the head of Arafat's bodyguard unit, Force 17. Israel Radio reported that 20 Palestinians inside the compound surrendered early today, but none of them are on Israel's wanted list. Both Israeli and Palestinian officials say the Israeli tanks could be digging in for a long stay, as they did in April, when tanks spent 6 weeks outside Arafat's office. Government spokesman Mekel says the Israeli demand for the arrest of the 20 men is non-negotiable.
We say that anybody who has blood on their hands eventually will be caught, will eventually be brought to justice. They know that. Now, some of them are already under arrest, like Barghouti and others. Some of them were killed in battle with our soldiers when they tried to fight and not surrender. And these people also, they all have blood on their hands, and eventually they will be brought to justice by the State of Israel.
Palestinian officials argue that sending Israeli tanks into Arafat's compound will only weaken the Palestinian leader and make it harder for him to stop future attacks. The Palestinian Authority condemned yesterday's suicide bombing, but Israeli officials dismissed the condemnation as meaningless. The Islamist Hamas movement claimed responsibility for the attack in Tel Aviv and said it was to avenge Israel's killing of a leading Hamas official, along with 14 civilians, in a Gaza airstrike in July. Meanwhile, there was more violence in Gaza today. Palestinian officials said two Palestinians, one of them a 25-year-old woman, were shot dead by Israeli troops during a brief incursion. The Israeli army said it was investigating. Troops also demolished 34 metal workshops Israeli officials suspected of producing explosives in the northern Gaza Strip. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.